This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Authorities say around 20 high school students were sickened by candy in Starr County. The Independent in Massillon reports that five students at Perry High School were taken to a hospital Wednesday morning. And the newspaper reports emergency crews were responding to the school Wednesday afternoon for more reports of students becoming ill. Some students were taken to hospitals by their parents. Perry Police Chief Perry Pomeski says the candy is being sent to Starr County's crime lab to determine if it had been laced with a substance. He didn't identify the type of candy ingested. The Perry Local Schools issued a statement saying the district is working with police and will take disciplinary and legal action if necessary. The federal judge overseeing hundreds of lawsuits against drug companies says some of the cases may go to trial. Attorneys met in Cleveland earlier this week for the latest round of settlement talks in the matter of drug companies' role in the opioid crisis. In a court filing, U.S. District Judge Dan Polster said both sides agreed some barriers could not be solved through the talks. All parties agreed to limited litigation in which both sides could test some of the cases before a jury. The trials would include discovery and motions, and the outcomes would help inform future trials or settlement talks. The Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, or NOPEC, is getting reduced rates for nearly 500,000 electric customers. The four-month rate reduction will return roughly $9 million to customers. More than half of that money will come from a settlement between NOPEC and Akron-based First Energy Solutions, which terminated its contract in 2016. The rest will come from excess earnings by NOPEC. The natural gas aggregator serves customers across the region, including parts of Portage and Summit counties. Attorneys for condemned Ohio killer scheduled to die next month will argue for clemency to the parole board today. At issue before the board is the conviction and death sentence of William Montgomery for fatally shooting a Toledo woman during a robbery in 1986. Montgomery's attorneys say the examination of the woman's autopsy casts doubt on the state's version of the killing. A co-defendant pleaded guilty and agreed to testify against Montgomery in exchange for prosecutors dropping death penalty charges. A company whose natural gas well exploded and caught fire in Ohio last month says the well that had continued leaking methane has been capped. XTO Energy says the well in Belmont County was capped Wednesday. The newly drilled well was being readied for production, exploded February 15th, sending a plume of gas and brine into the air before igniting. Crews worked for weeks to access and stop the leaks, and an investigation is underway to determine the cause. The U.S. EPA called for stepped-up efforts Wednesday to reduce nutrient pollution that contributes to algae blooms in Lake Erie, but recommended no new federal regulations to accomplish the task. The plan sets targets for reducing phosphorus that feeds giant algae masses. The blueprint seeks a 40% reduction in the amount of phosphorus entering the lake by 2025. A coalition of environmental groups said the federal plan included positive goals but lacked teeth. Ohio and Michigan are already behind the pace needed to achieve phosphorus reduction targets and are unlikely to achieve them through voluntary measures alone. Akron-based First Energy and a contractor have been fined for a gas leak that killed two workers and injured four others. The gas leak happened last August at the utility's largest coal-fired power plant in Pennsylvania. Cincinnati contractor Enterfab was doing maintenance work at the time of the incident. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration found the two companies failed to communicate and Enterfab did not provide proper equipment to protect workers from the gas. First Energy faces nearly $80,000 in fines, while Enterfab is being fined more than $200,000. Commissioners in Starr County say part of a new bed tax increase will go toward marketing local arts events. The 10-year agreement is expected to give about $500,000 each year to local arts and tourism groups, including Visit Canton and Arts in Stark. The county's bed tax was doubled in October to 6%. The Hall of Fame Village is exempt from the increase. The funding would be split between event promotions and community grants. This is WKSU.